أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إله الأولين والآخرين. وأشهد أن نبينا محمدًا عبده ورسوله المصطفى الأمين. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، welcome to another episode of our tafsir program, page by page. And inshallah ta'ala, today we are on page 132, which is in the seventh juz of the Quran, Surah Al-An'am. This surah, as we've seen over the previous number of episodes, is a surah that speaks about the right of Allah Azza wa Jal to be worshipped alone. And it speaks about many of the proofs that show the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that He alone is the creator and the sustainer of the heavens and the earth and the universe, and that Allah Azza wa Jal therefore has the right to be worshipped alone, has the right to be worshipped alone subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how those people who rejected that right of Allah Azza wa Jal and denied that right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by committing shirk and by worshipping gods besides Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refutes their various reasons and their various justifications and the various logic that they used in order to substantiate that which they did in terms of their shirk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the verse that we're going to begin with today, which is verse number 36, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ إنما يستجيب الذين يسمعون والموتى يبعثهم الله ثم إليه يرجعون. Only those who can hear will respond. As for the dead, then Allah will raise them up, and to Him they will all be returned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that indeed those who will respond to you, meaning to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, those who will believe, those who will accept your message, those who will take faith in Islam, those who will abide by your commands and your prohibitions, are those people who can truly hear, meaning that they are people who attentively listen. And here is not, and here the word hearing, or the word of yasma'un, which means to hear or to listen, isn't just referring to the physical aspect of listening and hearing, because that is something which the vast majority of humankind has. The vast majority of humans hear and they listen. However, the listening that is being referred to here is the listening of benefit. The listening that the message comes into the heart and the person or the recipient benefits from it. They have iman in Allah Azza wa Jal. They respond to the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the response that is being referred to. So when Allah Azza wa Jal says, only those who can hear will respond, إِنَّمَا يَسْتَجِيبُ الَّذِينَ يَسْمَعُونَ, this is the type of hearing that is being referred to. Because in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all that the Prophet ﷺ spoke to heard his message. Whether they were from the Quraysh, whether they were from other than the Quraysh, whether there was the likes of Abu Jahl or Umayyah or Abu Lahab, or whether it was others from amongst them. There were Muslims and there were non-Muslims, there were righteous and there were people who were not righteous. All of them heard the message of the Prophet ﷺ, heard the recitation and the revelation of the Quran. But those who responded were those who truly heard. Meaning they heard with a sincere heart, with a pious, noble heart, wanting to find and accept the truth. Those are the people that Allah Azza wa Jal allowed for them to benefit from that hearing. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these are the people who truly hear. وَالْمَوْتَى يَبْعَثُهُمُ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُونَ. And as for the dead, Allah will raise them up, and to Him they will be returned. Meaning as for the dead, and there are two possible meanings here. One is that we are still speaking about the metaphorical dead. So just as those who hear is everyone, everyone hears, but those who respond to what they hear in terms of believing in Iman, they are those who are spiritually alive. So likewise here, the dead, meaning those who are spiritually dead, Allah Azza wa Jalla will raise them up on Yawm al-Qiyamah and He will hold them to account. He will judge them on that day. That is one meaning. Or that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the physical, literal, living and dead, meaning that those who will respond to your message are those people who are living. So those who are living are the ones who have the ability to respond. Once you have passed away, you have died, you have left the realm of this earth, of this life, then it is no longer possible for you to take Iman, no longer possible for you to accept the message, no longer possible for you to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or to have Tawheed in Him, Jalla fi'ula. And both of those meanings are possible. However, The first meaning is the one that you will find many of the scholars of tafsir went to, and that is that we're speaking about the metaphorical. Those who speak, or those who literally, or those who hear and accept the message, are those who are truly alive. And those who reject the message of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even if they are alive in body, then they are spiritually dead and deceased, and therefore Allah Azza wa Jalla will judge them on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 37, speaking about the reason why those people disbelieved and rejected, and we've mentioned a number of their reasons already in this surah, in the tafsir of this surah, and the reasons that they used to give for rejecting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether that would be for them wanting to see angels come down, whether it's that they wanted to see the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed to them in a physical format that they could touch and feel and read, whatever their reasons may be. One of those reasons now is mentioned in verse number 37. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِ قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَادِرٌ عَلَىٰ أَن يُنَزِّلَ آيَةً وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. They also say, why has no sign been sent down to him from his Lord? Say, Allah certainly has the power to send down a sign, though most of them do not know. This is something which we've seen now throughout the Quran, that the disbelievers would often demand from their prophets and messengers. And that is that they would demand a sign, meaning they would demand a miracle that they would be able to see before themselves with their own eyes. And this is something which will be mentioned throughout the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Isra that they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they demanded a number of signs that they wanted to see from him, that they wanted him to be able to bring about, whether that would be water sprouting from the earth, whether that would be him flying in the sky, whether it would be the presentation of Allah and his angels, whether it would be palaces made of precious stones and gems, whatever those signs were that they would demand from the prophets and messengers of Allah as a condition or a precondition for them to believe in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they ask for you or demand from you a sign, and they ask, why has not a sign been sent to him from his Lord? Say that Allah has the ability to send signs. Not only does Allah Azza wa Jalla have the ability to send signs, but He did send them signs. The greatest of those signs being the Quran itself, the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Had they had true iman and true belief, that would have been sufficient for them. Had their hearts had true sincerity and purity, wanting to believe and find the truth, that would have been sufficient for them. And that is why the person whose heart is pure and noble and searching for the truth, for them the smallest sign from Allah Azza wa Jalla is enough. And that is why the companions who believed in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it would be sufficient for them to hear the message from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mouth. It would be sufficient for them to hear the recitation of a few verses of the Quran or a chapter or a passage of the Quran. It would be sufficient for them to be able to just sit with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and converse with him and speak to him and see his character sallallahu alaihi wasallam and what he was calling to. And that's because for them that sign is enough because their hearts are pure. But as for those who disbelieve, whose hearts are impure, even if they were to see the greatest of signs, it would still not be enough for them. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jalla throughout the Quran gives to us the stories of the prophets. You have the likes of Pharaoh, to whom Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was sent, and he showed him sign after sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sign after sign, miracle after miracle. And even the people who amongst them did believe, even the people who amongst them believed, such as the sorcerers, or the magicians that were trying to duel with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, even their belief in Musa alayhi salam was not enough as a sign for Pharaoh. And all of the signs that he saw, including the splitting of the sea right at the very end, what does he consider each one to be? He considers it to be magic or sorcery or a sign of his own power because of his arrogance and his delusion. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling us here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power and the ability, jalla fi'ula, to send each and every single sign that these people would want and demand. But that those people whose hearts are not pure and sincere would still not believe. And those who have sincerity in their hearts, it is sufficient for them that they see the signs that Allah Azza wa Jal has already sent to them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam enough signs for the people to take iman. And that is why today, even many years after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people who sincerely search for the truth will read the Quran, they will learn about Islam, they will hear about the message of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that is enough for them to believe in Islam. They don't need the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be alive. They don't need to see the other miracles that he was sent with sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells us in verse number 38, وما من دابة في الأرض ولا طائر يطير بجناحيه إلا أمم أمثالكم ما فرطنا في الكتاب من شيء ثم إلى ربهم يحشرون.
All the creatures that crawl on the earth and those that fly with their wings are communities like yourselves. We have missed nothing out of the record. In the end, they will be gathered to their Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to us this amazing sign. If there is one sign that you need to show that Allah azza wa jalla is the Lord and Creator, then look at the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there is not a creature that crawls upon the earth. Everything that lives upon the earth, nor a bird or an animal that flies within the skies, except that they are communities like yourselves. We as humans are communities made up of tribes, made up of families, made up of units. That is how we exist and coexist together. Likewise within the animal kingdom, the birds that fly in the skies, the insects, the smallest of them, from the ant to the bee, to the wasp, to every single other creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, and even within the oceans, because that which is upon the earth includes that which is within the oceans as well. Allah Azza wa Jal has made them communities. And we in our time today, through the study of nature and the study of the animal kingdom and the study of birds and fish and the sea animals, we are now today better able to understand this than before. Through our science and technology, and through the ability to study these animals and their habitats and the way that they live and the way that they coexist. And you only need to watch some nature documentaries and some of these David Attenborough programs that are very popular, that you will see now how they coexist with one another, how they are truly, as Allah Azza wa Jal says, like ummas. They are nations and communities amongst themselves. They have their own hierarchy. They have their own structure. They have their own way that they hunt and the way that they coexist. They have their own mating rituals. They have their own ways of rearing their young. They have their own ways of passing away and dying, and new generations coming and existing after them. All of this they have by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal tells us here, وَمَا مِن دَابَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ, there is not a creature upon the earth, وَلَا طَائِرٍ يَطِيرُ بِجَنَاحَيْهِ, nor an animal that flies, or a bird that flies with its wings, إِلَّا أُمَمٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ, except that they are communities like yourselves. They have their hierarchy, they have their structure, they gain their provision in certain ways, they rear their young in certain ways, they have an understanding, and each one is unique. Meaning each one of those species that Allah Azza wa Jalla has created is unique in its own way. So one animal isn't the same as the other. The way that the cows coexist is not the same as the lions, and the way that the lions live is not the same as the tigers, and then even within the tigers and the lions and these animals, you have subspecies, and you have different types of animals within them, and each one of them may have differences in the way that they exist, and the way that they communicate, and the way that they live with one another. مَا فَرَطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, Allah says nothing is missing out of the record. The record meaning the لوح المحفوظ that Allah Azza wa Jal placed within himself subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the لوح المحفوظ is the record in which Allah Azza wa Jal commanded that everything be written until يوم القيامة. Everything from the time of the beginning of creation until the very end of time, that is recorded in اللوح المحفوظ. And it is one of the elements of our belief in the qada and the qadr of Allah Azza wa Jal. When we believe in the decree, the pre-decree and destination of Allah predestination of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the levels that we believe in is called kitaba, that Allah wrote everything down, that Allah commanded everything to be written down. As is mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith, and that Allah first created the pen and he commanded it to write. And the pen replied, "Oh Allah, and what should I write?" And Allah commanded it to write everything that would be. And it did as Allah commanded. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla says, مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, all of these intricate, small, minute things that you see within existence, that is something that Allah Azza wa Jalla has intimate knowledge of, that Allah has allowed, that Allah has given His permission in order for it to be and to flourish in that way. مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يُحْشَرُونَ, and then in the end you will return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla then says in verse number 39, وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا صُمٌّ وَبُكْمٌ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ مَنْ يَشَأِ اللَّهُ يُضْلِلْهُ وَمَنْ يَشَأْ يَجْعَلْهُ عَلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Those who reject our signs are deaf, dumb, and in total darkness. Allah leaves whomsoever He wills to stray and sets whomsoever He wills on a straight path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at all of these signs that we have given to you. Those who deny these signs, reject these signs, turn away from these signs of Allah Azza wa Jal, what are they if they are not deaf, dumb, and in total darkness? Summun wa bukmun fi dhulumat. They are deaf and dumb, which means that they can no longer hear, they can no longer speak, they can't communicate, and they can't see. Fi dhulumat, in total darkness, meaning it is as if they are blind. And Allah Azza wa Jal often describes the people who turn away from His revelation and message with these three characteristics: deaf, dumb, and blind. Because they haven't benefited from their eyesight, they haven't benefited from their hearing, they haven't benefited from their ability to speak. Rather, they used the senses that Allah bestowed them with in order to turn away from Allah Azza wa Jal, to oppose the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to deny and ridicule the message of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ يَشَأْ إِلَّهُ يُضْلِلْ. Those whom Allah wills, He leaves to stray. وَمَنْ يَشَأْ يَجْعَلْهُ عَلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And He sets whomsoever He wills on the path that is straight. And so it is not just simply about having the ability of being able to see or to hear or to speak, nor is it simply about having intelligence, because there are many who are intelligent in their fields and in their expertise areas, but when it comes to this issue of iman and belief, they don't have any intelligence, and they are, like as Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions elsewhere, like the cattle or even more astray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says in verse number 40, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتَكُمْ إِنْ أَتَاكُمْ عَذَابُ اللَّهِ أَوْ أَتَتْكُمُ السَّاعَةُ وَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَدْعُونَ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. See, think, if the punishment of Allah or the hour should come to you, would you call upon anyone other than Allah if you are being truthful? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now asks a number of questions. These people who deny Allah, who reject Allah, if something was suddenly to come upon them that was grave and massive and major, and that is, for example, the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal, أَوَتَتْكُمُ السَّاعَةُ, or the hour, meaning يوم القيامة, was to be established upon you, أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَدْعُونَ, would you in that moment of need, in that moment of difficulty, would you call upon other than Allah Azza wa Jal, إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ, if you are being sincere and truthful? And we all know that people in their most difficult of circumstances, if someone was in that time and in that position where they thought that their death was now near at hand, that they were going to be destroyed, that there was some calamity that was going to befall them that would take their lives or the lives of their loved ones and their children, that is when they call upon that which they have most hope in, that they think most has the ability. And that is when people will turn to God, they will turn to Allah, they will look towards the heavens, they will say things like, if there is truly a God, then now is the time that you can help me. Oh God, I now need your help. Or if you are truly there, then, and they say these types of words and terms because this is the time now that they know. And their fitrah kicks in, their natural disposition and inclination kicks in, and it takes them to the one that they have most hope in, and that is Allah Azza wa Jal, even if they don't truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jal says that each person knows within themselves that if that time was to come upon them, then they would look to that one true source of power, that one true being that is all, or that one true being that is all powerful, almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what Allah Azza wa Jal then says in verse number 41, بَلْ إِيَّاهُ تَدْعُونَ فَيَكْشِفُ مَا تَدْعُونَ إِلَيْهِ إِنْ شَاءَ وَتَنْسَوْنَ مَا تُشْرِكُونَ. No, indeed, it is upon Him that you would call. If it were His will, He could remove whatever harm made you call unto Him, and then you would forget what you now associate with Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but rather in reality, it is to Allah that you would call. So Allah Azza wa Jalla now answers the question that He asked in verse number 40. Verse number 40, who would you call upon if Allah's punishment were to strike you? If the hour was to come upon you suddenly, who would you turn and call upon other than Allah Azza wa Jalla? Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala now in verse number 41, بَلْ إِيَّاهُ تَدْعُونَ. No, indeed it is upon Him that you would call alone. You would turn to Allah. As Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us elsewhere in the Quran, that the people of shirk, when they would go upon the sea or the ocean, and then the storm would come upon them and they would fear that their vessel would capsize, that they would be drowned, that they would die, they would call upon Allah Azza wa Jal alone. فَيَكْشِفُ مَا تَدْعُونَ إِلَيْهِ إِنْ شَاءَ. And if Allah willed, then He could remove from you that harm that you so feared. If Allah willed, He could remove from you that harm that you so feared. وَتَنْسَوْنَ مَا تَشْرِكُونَ. Because at that moment in time, you forget about your shirk. and you turn only to Allah Azza wa Jalla alone. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, elsewhere in the Quran, when he describes these people upon the sea, he says, then they call upon Allah, مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينِ, making their religion sincerely for his sake. Meaning at that moment, they have tawheed. At that moment, they turn to Allah Azza wa Jalla. But not because they believe in Allah alone, not because they have truly embraced tawheed and the worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla alone or the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but only because of the need that they feel and the danger that they're in that particular moment. But then as Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us elsewhere in the Quran, if Allah removes from them that harm and Allah brings them back to safety or to land, they go back to shirk and they go back to their practices and their evil ways. And so likewise Allah Azza wa Jalla says here that you know the truth of this situation because you have experienced it yourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says in verse number 42, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. We sent messengers before you, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to many communities and afflicted their people with suffering and hardships so that they could learn humility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is from the practices of Allah azza wa jal that we sent messengers before you, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to many communities that Allah azza wa jal has told us about. Some of them we know their names and others that we don't know. We know about Nuh and about Ad and Thamud and the people of Lut and Madian and all of these nations that Allah azza wa jal sent prophets and messengers to, and their stories are mentioned in the Quran. And Allah azza wa jal says, فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ, and we afflicted their people with suffering and hardship. We gave to them calamities, we gave to them reminders in this way, so they had poverty, they had illness, they had natural disasters before them, they had all of these issues that they had to go through, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ, so that they could learn humility, that they would turn back to Allah, that they would turn in worship to Allah Azza wa Jal. And it is the true nature of people that in times of humility and difficulty, they are more likely to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even we as Muslims, for many of us, in times of hardship and difficulty, or when we're really in need, that is the time that you find many Muslims turning back to Allah Azza wa Jal in dua, in ibadah, in sadaqah, in charity, in various good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 43, continuing with this theme, فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. If only they had learned humility when suffering came from us. But no, their hearts became hard and shaitan made their foul deeds alluring to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is why Allah azza wa jalla sent it to them. These hardships and difficulties, perhaps they would learn humility. Perhaps they would turn back to Allah. Perhaps they would see within this a reminder from Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is why the believer is the one who sees the signs of Allah in the tests that they have to go through, in the hardships that Allah places upon them. But Allah Azza wa Jal says, if only they had done this. Rather, وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Rather, what would happen instead is that their hearts would become hard. Meaning that they would turn away from Allah. They would ascribe these difficulties and hardships to other means and sources and other reasons, and they wouldn't make the connection that it is a reminder from Allah Azza wa Jal. They wouldn't learn humility through it. They wouldn't learn remorse through it. They wouldn't learn that they need to rectify their actions and their path in life through it. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمَ الشَّيْطَانُ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. But shaitan made their foul deeds alluring to them. In verse number 44, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, as a result of this, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. So when they had forgotten the warning that they had received, we opened the gates to everything for them. Then as they reveled in that which they had been given, we struck them suddenly and they were dumbfounded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so as a result of their heedlessness, their negligence, Allah azza wa jal says that when they had forgotten the warning that they had received, no warning would profit them, no reminder would give them any benefit, no reminder would bring them back to Allah azza wa jal, we opened up the gates of everything for them, meaning of the dunya. We gave to them wealth, we gave to them pleasure, we gave to them all that they desired from the dunya. Hatta idha farihu bima utu, until when they reveled in that, they were happy with it, they were rejoicing in it. أخذناهم بغتة فإذا هم مبلسون. We struck them with our punishment suddenly and they were dumbfounded. And that is how Allah Azza wa Jal punishes people. And if you look at the stories in the Quran, that is how Allah Azza wa Jal punishes people. And so if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to you blessings, it is important that you learn humility through them, that you turn to Allah Azza wa Jal in gratitude for them, that you use those blessings in a way that is pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal and you use them as a means of drawing closer to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the final verse that we'll take today, verse number 45, فَقُطِعَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So the evil doers were wiped out, and praises to Allah, the Lord of the world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished those people for negligence, their negligence and their heedlessness, their rejection of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them as a result, and all praise is due to Allah, Lord of all that exists. He does as He pleases subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He commands as He wills, and everything that Allah Azza wa Jal does is full of wisdom and justice, and so all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all circumstances and in all affairs. And with that, inshallah ta'ala, we come to the end of today's episode. Barakallahu feekum, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.